Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
Hey, 大家好，我是 Hannah.
No, 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 no. We know from yesterday you are not Anna.
Oh, hi.
Come on, don't be so modest.
Okay.
Tell the people who you really are.
Dr. Anna.
Dr. Anna, MD, DDS, PhD.
Dr. Anna.
APP, HTC.
Why do I have to be a doctor today?
Because you're so smart, and also because just like yesterday, today we are learning the words for different parts of our bodies.
So, are you all right today?
I'm feeling much better. My abdomen, my arm, my hand are just perfect, just really good. But now I'm having problems with my face. Well, no, I always have problems with my face. I look at myself and go, ah. No, but sometimes you do have problems with your face, or maybe you don't have to be a doctor today. Maybe today you could be a makeup lady, because a lot of people put makeup on their face.
Right.
And like that, you need to know the names for the different parts of your face. So if you see a doctor or if you want to buy makeup,You know what to say. So, boys and girls, let's find out about all the things we can find on our face.
Secrets of the human body.
Eye. Annie has blue eyes, like her mother.
Annie has blue eyes.Like her mother.
Nose. Mitch held his nose because of the bad smell.
Mitch held his nose because of the bad smell.
Mouth. Jenny was angry, but she shut her mouth and didn't say anything.
Jenny was angry, but she shut her mouth and didn't say anything.
Ear. My dog lifts up his ears whenever he hears a strange sound.
My dog lifts up his ears whenever he hears a strange sound.
Lips. Billy felt really happy when Sherry kissed him on the lips.
Billy felt really happy when Sherry kissed him on the lips.
Okay, well, these are, I would say, the two most important things.On your face or in your head. You have two of them. They're different colors. You use them to watch TV shows and movies and read books and do many, many, many things. And they're around this part of your body. So they are called your...
Eyes.
Your eyes, exactly. Now notice we have the word eye. And again, like hands and arms...Most people have two, so normally you would put an S to talk about two eyes. What color are your eyes? I'll tell you. They're brown.
Brown? Not black?
No, they're brown. They're black right in the middle, like everybody. But the big donut part around the outside is brown.
Really?
Yes, dark brown. Very nice brown.
Thank you.
Yes. What about my eyes?
Green color? Green and a little red. Yellow?
Not yellow.
Orange.
Okay. Sometimes I think my eyes are called hazel.
What do you mean?
Hazel. H-A-Z-E-L. The way I understand hazel is green with a little bit of gray mixed in. It's a very common, color for eyes, for people's eyes to be green eyes, blue eyes, hazel eyes.Are quite common, yeah.
可是在台湾通常都是不然就是黑的 black eyes or brown eyes.
Brown eyes,
但是像 Michael 他的这个 Mike 他的眼睛是那种 灰灰绿绿的，所以在英文当中特别有一个这个颜色，那叫做 hazel， 可以用来形容一个人这个瞳孔的颜色，这个就叫 hazel，H-A-Z-E-L，就是灰灰绿绿的，灰绿色。
Okay, let's look at our example sentence. Annie has blue eyes like her mother. Annie has blue eyes like her mother. That's a nice color, right? A lot of movie stars have blue eyes.
Blonde hair,
blue eyes. Yeah. I wasn't so lucky. All right, let's move on to the next one. After we see something, maybe something like food, look at that pizza, it looks good. And then you go over to it, you...that's right. What do you smell with? You smell with this part of your body. It's the?
Nose.
The nose. N-O-S-E. Exactly. Some people have big noses. Some people have small ones. Most people have a nose.
Some people have high nose.
High noses, right? Long noses.
Long noses.
Little noses.
Short noses.
They're all different shapes.
Pig noses.
Pig noses, right? Ones that kind of go up at the end.
Cat noses.
What's a cat nose? Oh, interesting. Very tiny. Yeah, because cats have a kind of funny-shaped little nose, whereas dogs have really big noses.
And a flat nose.
And kind of flat, yeah. But they're, of course, everyone knows. everyone knows. K-N-O-W-S, right, to know that a dog's nose is very wonderful, right? Dogs are used to...find things, look for people, all sorts of good stuff. All right, let's look at our example sentence for this important part of our body, the nose. It says, Mitch held his nose because of the bad smell. That's a really bad smell. So Mitch held his nose because of the bad smell.
哎，所以捏这个动作就用 hold 就好了。
You hold your nose. That's like this. Not to take it off and then, oh, look, I'm holding my nose.
Right.
No. You're holding your nose.
不知道怎么说。
Or you can also say this when we do this with our fingers, pinch.
Pinch.
Right? You pinch someone, so you pinch your nose closed. Yeah, pinch your nose. Yeah, because of bad smell. Or I remember as a kid, if I was eating food I didn't like, my mom would say, eat the carrots. I don't like carrots. Eat the carrots. Okay.And you hold your nose.
But it works, right?
You can't taste the food very well. So that's something else you can do if you're eating bad food. Just hold your nose.
所以其实麦讲到一个重点耶，如果我们吃东西的时候闻不到味道的时候，那个吃的东西好像不知道是什么东西。当然，如果要吃东西，要用什么吃呢？You use what to eat?
Well, yeah, if you're eating, you can't really put the food in your nose. You could. That would not be very comfortable. You use your mouth, this part of your body down here. Very important, of course, for eating, for talking, and for other things, but mostly eating and talking. I think that's what most people do with their mouth, okay? That's the whole thing. Of course, you have other parts inside there, but the whole thing...is your mouth.
So we have one mouth.
We do. We have one mouth. Most animals have one mouth.
Right. 可是这个字要特别小心哦，嘴巴叫 mouth, 不是 mouse.
It's not a mouse.
No.
A mouse is a small animal.
不是不是小老鼠。
A cartoon called Mickey.
是嘴巴，是 mouth.
Yes, mouth.
Mouth.
You have to make that TH sound like there or three, mouth. Yes, okay. Let's look at our example. Jenny was angry, but she shut her mouth and didn't say anything. She shut her mouth and didn't say anything. Because, if you shut your mouth, you can't talk and you can't eat. And sometimes it's a good idea just to shut your mouth.Don't say anything.
其实 shut 就是 close 的意思啦，就是关起来的意思。所以紧闭着嘴巴就是 shut one's mouth. 像我们常常讲说闭嘴叫做 shut up. 常会用这个 shut 这个动作，就是一下子收起来，一下子关起来的意思。诶，但是我要问 Mike 一下 about a question about nose.
The nose, okay.
We have two holes, right?
We have two holes,
yes. So we say nose hole?
No, we don't. Well, we can, but that's not right. We say nostril.
Huh?
Nostril. These things, when you pick your nose, you put your finger in the nostril.
N-O-S-T-R-I-L.
Nostril. And we have two, so again, it's normally nostrils. Mm. Yeah, if you have a cold, if you're sick, mm-hmm. all that stuff comes out of your nostrils.
Right.
Wiping your nose right. like that, or blowing your nose. Mm-hmm. But the actual holes are called nostrils.
所以这个很重要耶，因为我们的鼻子当然就是一个，可是鼻孔有两个啊，那鼻子难道要用复数吗？没有，鼻孔呢，一个鼻孔叫做 a nostril， 那么两个鼻孔当然就是用复数加 s 了。好，那么接下来呢，就是我们刚刚所看到的嘴巴，每个人都有一个嘴巴，还是要特别注意它的发音 ，mouth。
Okay, so the next thing we're going to talk about, if someone is talking, they will use their mouth,、mm-hmm. but you have to use these if you want to listen to them. What are these called?
Ears.
Ears, that's right. Again, we have the word for just one, ear, E-A-R, but...Like many other parts, we normally have two of them. So we talk about having two ears for listening and for putting earrings on and for holding our glasses, right? Ears are very mm-hmm. important mm-hmm. for holding your glasses on your head. But of course, the most important thing they are used for is for hearing or for listening to things. The example sentence, my dog lifts up his ears whenever he hears a strange sound. Yeah, dogs do that. My dog lifts up his ears whenever he hears a strange sound. Now, dogs probably win for noses, right? A cat's nose is very small. Dogs are very big. But a cat's ears are better than a dog's.
Really?
Yeah, they can turn all the way around, right?
Have you
seen that? Cats can turn all the way around. And a cat can hear a mouse walking across a room very far away because their ears are much better.
真的吗?
The dog will probably smell the mouse uh-huh. first, but the cat would hear the mouse first. Because cats do most of their hunting at night, right? So their ears and their eyes need to be good. The nose, not so important.
是的，我都不知道耶，原来猫的这个听力是比狗还要好一点的。但是不管怎么样，当我们谈到这个听力啊，我们一定会用到耳朵啊。所以这个耳朵呢，我们还是会有两只 ear, E-A-R。当我们说两个耳朵的时候，直接加 s, ears。那刚才呢，麦克有特别提到，我们可能会戴耳环啦 ，earrings， 或者是戴耳机啦 ，earphones。
Earphones， yeah。
戴耳机也是，都是两只喽，一对的。
Again for listening to music. Now, finished with the ears. Let's go back to this part. Remember the mouth.、Mm. Now, when we're talking about the mouth, especially on the outside, we can't forget these things. You got one here, and you got one here, and they're called lips.
Lips.
That's right. Your lips are used when you talk and you do things like this to make people understand you.
And usually we have two lips.
Mm-hmm. That was kind of weird. You only had one lip. And kind of strange. Yeah, that's kind of weird. We use, of course, lips for talking, for eating, right? And also...
For kissing.
Yes, for kissing. It'd be weird to kiss someone without their lips. Your teeth would just, ow, that would really hurt. Ow, okay, so let's look at our sentence for lips. Billy felt really happy when Sherry kissed him on the lips. Billy felt really happy when Sherry kissed him on the lips. Sherry didn't feel happy because she thought Billy was Mark. She made a mistake. It was very dark.It's very confusing. Anyways, yes, so someone kisses you on the lips, they probably like you a lot.
你走开哦，接下来是我们的 wrap up.
Now, sometimes in life we can have accidents、mm-hmm. or we can do something where we hurt ourselves. And if you do, you might want to say something about it. Something we often say is there, it says, ouch, I hurt my... da-da-da.Ouch!
I hurt my nose.
Oh, how did you hurt your nose?
Hit a wall.
Oh, well, you should be more careful.
Right.
You should use your eyes to see the wall.
Right.
So you wouldn't, yes. Or you could be eating, right? Ouch! I hurt my lip.
How?
I was eating too fast
You should be more careful.
I should be more careful, right. Or you could take off your sunglasses and look at the sun. Ah! Ouch, I hurt my eyes.
You should be more careful.
My eyes, I can't see anything. Yes, so a lot of times you might hurt yourself, and in that case you can say, ouch, I hurt my...
something.
And then the other person maybe would say, you should be more careful.
Can I take your message?
Can I take your message?
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim. 大家是否曾经跟外国朋友们通过电话呢？我今天要在这里教大家一个常见的电话用语。Can I take your message? 我可以帮你留言吗？ Message 这个字就是讯息的意思。我猜大家平常一定都会跟朋友们传短讯吧？短讯的英文讲法呢，就是 text message。Can I take something? 这个问句是表示，我可以帮你拿东西吗？假设今天你去高级的餐厅吃饭，进门的时候，服务生可能就会凑上前来说 ,Can I take your coat? 我可以帮你拿外套吗？接着坐下来时，他可能又会问说 ,Can I take your order? 表示我可以帮你点餐了吗？诸如这类的问句，回答的方式呢，都很简单。如果你的答案是肯定的，你就可以说 ,Yes, please. 但如果你不愿意的话呢，你就可以很客气地回答说No, thank you. 假设下次你替家人接电话时，家人如果刚好不在，请记得问电话里的对方 ,Can I take your message? 我可以帮你留言吗？这样才是有礼貌的表现哦。希望今天教的句子各位同学都能够记起来。接着就让我们看一下今天的例句吧。小聚会，我们下次见咯。
Can I take your message?
Can I take your message?
原来睡觉还分这么多种啊
！Hello, love you, nobody but you. Hello,
love you, nobody but you. 你们两个很吵哎 ！I'm trying to catch some Z's. Z's, you know? 你知道什么是 Z's? 什么？懂不懂？英文怎么样啊？你的朋友英文怎么样？
抓蚊子。I'm so good at 抓蚊子。
抓蚊子。
I will help you to catch some Z's. Where's your room?
Show me your ring. 啊，算了，当我没有说过啊，我再继续，我回去睡觉，我就这样。
啊，继续。啊 ，Nobody, nobody 吧。
哦，早知道 Ellen 的朋友英文这么逊，我就应该用更简单的英文啊，像是和 sleep 相关的片语来表示我想要睡觉。For example, I want to sleep in, or I want to sleep as long as I like.其中的 sleep in 和 sleep as long as I like 都和中文的睡到自然醒和赖床的意思差不多哦。另外一个也很常见的字呢，就是 oversleep。注意哦，它是有着不小心睡过头的意思，所以常常迟到的时候就可能说 Sorry, I overslept this morning。可是我刚刚说的是 I want to catch some Z's。啊，这是一个非常常见的口语说法，这个 Z's 就是 sleep 的意思啦。其实呢它很容易联想，因为在漫画当中我们看到睡觉的时候就会出现很多 ZZZ 的符号，对不对？另外像是 I need to get some shut eye， 这个 shut eye 也是 sleep 的意思哦。想想看，睡觉的时候一定是要闭上眼睛的啦。 When you sleep, of course you'll have to shut your eyes.
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
Catch some Z's 就是要睡觉的意思啦。另外像是 oversleep 就是睡过头哦。
Secrets of the human body.
Eye. Annie has blue eyes like her mother.
Annie has blue eyes.Like her mother.
Nose. Mitch held his nose because of the bad smell.
Mitch held his nose because of the bad smell.
Mouth. Jenny was angry, but she shut her mouth and didn't say anything.
Jenny was angry, but she shut her mouth and didn't say anything.
Ear.
Ear.
My dog lifts up his ears whenever he hears a strange sound.
My dog lifts up his ears whenever he hears a strange sound.
Lip, lips.
Lip, lips.
Billy felt really happy when Sherry kissed him on the lips.
Billy felt really happy when Sherry kissed him on the lips.